You're listening to SBS News.
Cassandra Francisco works in hospitality. She moved to Melbourne before the COVID-19 pandemic began and is struggling to find work. She's one of more than 1.5 million unemployed Australians relying on JobSeeker payments to get by. Ms. Francisco faces an uncertain future as the federal government's cuts to the JobSeeker program take effect today.
I think the impact that I'll feel the most will be on my mental health. It's going to be very, very stressful. Up until this point, I've been able to pay for all of my food and bills, including any emergency bills like vet bills or unexpected high electricity or utility bills, directly out of my payments. But now I'm going to have to start digging into my savings for things like that. And that's a huge stress because obviously that's a finite resource. I can't rely on that forever.
The $550 coronavirus supplement introduced in March has been cut by more than half, dropping to $250 per fortnight. The Australian Council of Social Service is urging the government to permanently increase the payment. ACOS Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says many Australians are dependent on JobSeeker amid mass unemployment and a recession.
I have been speaking to people who have been in tears this morning. This is because people right now are worried about whether or not they're going to lose their home, whether or not they're going to face an eviction, whether or not they're going to be able to feed themselves and the children who are in their care.
The JobSeeker coronavirus supplement is set to be discontinued altogether at the end of the year. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has hinted he's considering extending the rate into 2021.
What we have said as a government is that later this year, we will make a decision about the further support for people on JobSeeker, but we were leaning into continuing to provide support as required. What our focus is on is getting people into a job.
The federal government is now turning its attention to borrowing, which Mr. Frydenberg says is critical to economic recovery. The Treasurer has announced the biggest overhaul of lending laws in over a decade, simplifying the lending process and giving consumers easier access to credit from banks. But consumer advocates say vulnerable borrowers will lose out under the proposed changes. Karen Cox, coordinator of the Financial Rights Legal Centre, says people in desperate situations are more likely to make bad decisions about borrowing.
We need better income for Australians. We need more jobs for Australians. We need compassion from lenders about the existing debts that Australians already have. What we don't need is a government saying that the solution is to borrow more.
The opposition is also critical of the changes to responsible lending practices. Labor's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says the government should ensure Australians can pay back their debt.
We don't want to see important consumer protections wound back for no reason. We don't want to see the balance tip too far in the direction of the banks and the lenders. Unfortunately, this government has a lot of form when it comes to siding with the big banks and the dodgy lenders and the loan sharks over the interests of ordinary Australians.
But others say protections have been strengthened and the changes won't impact low-income earners. Brendan Coates, an economist at the Grattan Institute, says lending laws have been bolstered since the global financial crisis in 2007.
Some higher income earners will probably be able to borrow a little bit more than they could previously, but for most borrowers it probably won't make a big difference to what they can borrow, and therefore it probably won't have that large an impact on house prices or the economy.
Australians relying on the government's income support payments will get a further shock on Monday, with the JobKeeper wage subsidy winding back from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200 for full-time workers. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.